But his impact it goes much further than Southern University and State of Louisiana. He won 12 SWAC titles, 10 of them at Southern and 2 at Texas College. And he won 5 or 6 national black championships. And also, he was very successful in the first interracial bowl game, the Fruit Bowl in San Francisco in 1948 when he played San Francisco State. And he won that game decisively. But his influence extended much further than the boundaries of Southern University. He was recognized nationally as a great coach. His winning record, he didn't coach over a period of 35 years, but in a couple of those years, they didn't have teams because of the war. But he won 246 games, second only to Eddie Robinson with his 402 game over 55 years, I should add. And so they always had large supporters, and they would follow the team everywhere they would go in large numbers. So Southern became the team that everyone loves to beat. Loves every Saturday. It's the toughest game we have every Saturday. So if they don't win another game, they figure if they win the Southern game, they had a good season. And because we carry a large crowd with us everywhere we go too, so a lot of people like that. And we like to brag about how good we are. And of course, that hips up. But it is a vista to the university, using the football athletics period to use that way to introduce the university to people who may not have known the university. Went through a period of 30 years, I believe it was, after Mom, until we got Coach Peach Richardson in 1982, 83, and then he returned us to the glory years. Rivalry with Grambling has always been there because it's an intrastate rivalry. And we played Grambling a few times before 1948, but after then, we didn't play them anymore until we became a member of SWAC in 1959. But fam, you feel that void with Jake Gaither and A.W. Mumford. Those were some of the greatest games that you ever would see. And they became our main rivalry after 1948. But the exposure that we, the biggest thing that we can say about the rivalry is that the
we are back. It is the Jaguar Journal. Good morning to everybody out there watching. Hey, glad to have you guys with us as we continue to keep the show going this morning. Hey, thank you for everybody that is watching on our YouTube channel. Be sure to go hit that subscribe button on our YouTube channel and on our Facebook Live. Be sure to hit that follow button on our Facebook Live. Good to have you guys support us. And guess what? It costs you nothing. It's free. Support is free. It is just the love that you guys give us. And the reason why we do that is because it gives you an opportunity to keep up with us. It gives you an opportunity to share with people because sometimes we are a little early in the morning. I'm saying sometimes we just flat out are early in the morning on a Saturday, and a lot of people tune in, typically get in late with us, or they sometimes miss the episode. So for them to go back and watch it, that is the purpose of our YouTube and our Facebook. So I'm glad to have you guys support. Look, I shared and try to put it everywhere that I can so everybody can make sure that they don't miss out and say, hey, I didn't know. Try to put it everywhere that I can. It is week zero as we start to talk about college football. And because we're talking about college football, no better person than to talk about who's going to be in the week zero game this weekend. And that is the Swag MEAC Challenge as you begin to look at college football. And when you're looking at college football, you're like, you know what? Is it finally here? Let me tell you guys, it is finally here. And I'm glad to have him here on the show this morning because he is the former Southern University head football coach, and now he leads in his fourth season over at Norfolk State for the Spartans. My guy, Dawson Odoms. Good morning, Coach Odoms.
Hey, good morning, man. How you doing?
Doing good, man. Good to hear your voice. It's football, baby. What's going on?
Well, I promise you, it's always good to be heard.
Rather be heard than not.
It's going good. Going good.
Good to have you, Coach, man. I'm glad to have you this morning, man. The MEAC SWAC Challenge kicks off tonight. It's going to be on ABC, ESPN+. You and your team are going to have the national spotlight, the primetime game tonight, as you take on the defending Black College national champions, the Florida A&M Rattlers, under first-year head coach James Colsey. When you look over at your team, Coach, in your fourth season last year, you guys won 3 games Lost 8 games. It was a tough season, but you lost a lot of games right there towards the end by 6 or 7 points or less. But having conversations with you, you talked about having a young team and building a culture and what it really means, because it's not a part of that get-rich-quick scheme, as people think, that instant gratification. Building the program is really from the ground up for you guys, and talk to me about what that means.
Yeah, you're right, man. I think the best thing is that having these young men to grow and continue to develop, and just seeing that unfold right before your eyes when you take freshmen and you bring them into your program. A lot of institutions are not able to do that anymore with the cost and the price of winning. So you have to sometimes build your teams for immediate success. And the thing is, you can have immediate success, but can you duplicate that success? And you've seen it. You've seen it at Jackson State when Coach Sanders was there. He was able to hit the transfer portal and build and continue to build some success. You saw Willie Simmons do it at Florida A&M. He was able to take some guys from the portal and build some instant success. But when I look at those teams, especially the FAMU football teams, a lot of their better players were high school football players that they signed out of high school right there from the Tallahassee area. So you try to get a good mixture, and I think their football team has created a lot of buzz with the new additions that they made. So it ought to be a fun and exciting and a challenging football game, but I really believe the Spartans are ready to take the next step, and hopefully today we're able to show it.
You're returning a lot of starters from last year, all-conference guys. Man, give us some of the names of guys on your team that we're going to watch and see tonight that are going to make turn some heads and become household names around HBCU football and FCS football.
Well, I think when you look at our offensive side of the ball, let's go start with our offensive line. You got Samuel Estridge, who was a freshman All-American last year. He's returning. Our starting center, Garrison Wheatley, is returning. Darrell McMillan is returning. And those guys are spearheading the offensive line along with B.J. Bird. We returned 4 out of our 5 starters from a year ago. And those guys have really, really worked hard in the belt, and they're going to get tested today. Also, Jalen Daniels, who's going to be the new Sigma Power Force at quarterback, he's as advertised. He's very mature. The biggest thing with him is you got to make good decisions. If you do that, everything else will take care of itself. We believe we can run the football on offense. We're going to get tested today because if you look at last year, they were in the top 10 in every statistical category on defense. When you look at our defense, it's spearheaded by Sage Irvine, who's a 6-year senior force, been in our program since I've been here. Linebacker Sigma Caller Force, a freshman All-American, A.J. Richardson, who is a football player. He sets our defense, get us going. And then we got 2 corners that are outstanding in Teron Mallory and Devon Allen. Both guys are seniors. They've been in our program, and that's what we're hanging our hat on, the experience, the locker room, been in some moments, came up short in some moments, but we think we done learned from that, and hopefully we go out and play very, very well today because it's all in our preparation, and we prepare to be successful.
Yeah, your defense you're talking about last year, 2nd in the conference in pass defense, which is going to be key today when you look at Florida A&M on the other side. They're a pass first, run second, but it's going to be interesting now that Willie Simmons is gone to see what they look like under Coach James Cozy. They have named their starting quarterback for tonight's matchup. What do you see in this kid that transferred over from Florida Atlantic?
Well, he's played a lot of football, played a lot of snaps, so he has game day experience. So the stage won't be too big for him. He have a good understanding of what they're trying to do. They know his strength. He's definitely a guy that can spin the football. He's been throwing it and putting up a lot of numbers from high school and into college. So he definitely can throw the football. I don't know. The O-line coach, I think, is calling the game now as the offensive coordinator. It'll be different. I think they'll have some similarities what they did a year ago. But we're going in as an unknown. We got to be sound in our rules. We got to start the game what we do best, and we'll make some adjustments. And I think that's what it's going to be about, especially in that first game. When you don't have much film and it's a lot of turnover, you got to be able to adapt and adjust, and I think we'll be ready to do that.
You're talking about your signal caller on your side, Garden City Community College transfer, Jalen Daniels. 6'5", 220 pounds, Coach. Big kid with a big arm. Talk to us. Give us a little bit more insight on this guy.
Well, he's a heavy football player, very smart, intelligent young man. He's got a quarterback smile. He's got a quarterback demeanor. Nothing's too big for him. He don't get down when it's bad. He don't get up when it's exciting. He's just an even-keeled guy, and I think He got the heartbeat of our offense. Our players respect him. They like his work ethic. They like him as a person. And that's one thing you got to be able to be when you're at that quarterback position. If you want to achieve greatness, it starts with that position. But you got to have a better person than you do a quarterback, because the football team got to be able to follow him. And he's joined our brotherhood and falling right in. And I'm happy for him. I'm hoping to success for him today.
You look around your conference in the MEAC right now, two of your former coordinators, the now head coaches, the Chinnis Berry at South Carolina State, who was your offensive coordinator at Southern University, Trey Oliver, who was your defensive coordinator here at Southern, now over at North Carolina Central. You look at the landscape, Coach Damon Wilson over at Morgan State. You look at Scott at Howard, Hall at Delaware State, you at Norfolk. When you look at this year's MEAC 2024 season for you, does it seem like that conference is just getting tougher by the year?
Yeah, we know it's a dog fight because, you know, we don't have postseason play to determine a champion. It's done on the field. You play everybody, and it's going to be some dog fights, because one thing about this conference is no matter who we play, we feel like we can play a certain style of football to give us a chance. We feel like we got just as much talent as anybody else. We may not get as much recognition being on the East Coast, but I think we saw that when we watched Howard play against FAMU in the championship game, when you watched North Carolina Central play in that championship game, and you watched South Carolina State. Our conference is as good as anybody, and hopefully we do a great job in showcasing that today.
What is the temperature like at Norfolk State? When I'm talking about temperature, I'm speaking in terms of the support, the crowd, the alums. I have been back in Norfolk since you've been over there, so I'm going into my fourth season. Everybody like, why is it? I said, because Odom, that's my boy, that's my dog. I'm going to roll with him no matter what, thick and thin. I understand what he's doing. He's building the program, and with a program, you talked about it. There's growing pains, but sometimes for fans and alums, because we live in this instant gratification society that you talked about earlier, it is tough to watch a program actually get built up. You gave Norfolk in your year one, they get 6-5. You gave them their first winning season since 2007. But then you come back on the other end as you get ready to start bringing in your guys and build up your program. How has that been received from the fan base? Because many have said Dawson Odom may be on the hot seat.
Well, I think in today's coaching, you always have to block out the noise and trust the process that you have in place. If, I always say if it was that great, the job probably wouldn't have been open. So you have to go in knowing that you have a plan and you got to execute your plan. And the biggest thing is we were a year behind, because in 21, we didn't get here till April, end of April. And there was no recruiting class for 21 that was available. So our first recruiting class went to 22. And now you're starting to see the fruits of that labor. So I know it's year four for us, but this is actually on paper for us year three in that process, because we had to start from the bottom. And now we're ready to see what kind of football team we have, how we develop players, and then what kind of transfers that we added to them. Are they ready to play our kind of style of football? And I really believe they are.
The growing pains when you guys fall short in so many games last year towards the end, and we talk about it playing four complete quarters. That was something we saw at Southern during that 2012 season when you took over as the interim coach here at Southern University. It was just playing four complete quarters, finishing out games, and then ultimately in 13, we saw that with the talent that you had, guys finally figured it out, and you won a championship in 13. What do you do when you have that group of young guys as you build a program and you have those tough losses for those young guys as they continue to grow and realize what it means to play four quarters and to complete games and finish them out? And what do you say to those guys in the locker room as you get ready to get them prepared for their as they can matriculate through your program?
It's like a form of mentality, man. You can go out there and plow that field and work your butt off and due to certain situations, your crop, you might not yield a good crop. You may lose everything, whether it's due to storm, whether it's due to heat, whether it's due to other things that you cannot control. But the next year, you're right back out there, you roll your sleeves up, and you begin to plan again. You got to go through some things sometime in order to grow. I think life lessons is one of the greatest teaching points in life. Mm-hmm. I think that journey is how you become who you are and who you're destined to be. And if it was easy, everybody would be doing it. The road sometimes can be tough. It can be difficult. It can be challenging. But that's why you sign up for it. You sign up for, I always say, God, it's hard for God to get the glory when everything's going good. But when you don't have to overcome adversity and tough challenges, it's easy to realize that it's not you. And going through 2-9, going through 3-8, we realized that, you know, we got a good product. It's just taking us some time to put it together.